Well, Ed and Adam, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Ed, I want to start off just by getting a sense of what the Spokes and Shovels class has been about. What is it all about?
It's sort of threefold. You know, there's a mountain biking element to it and a trail work element to it, and then the civics academic portion of it. And the idea is sort of to wrap those three together, where students are learning some skills, a couple different skills, maybe getting switched on to mountain biking or just doing it if it's something they enjoy. But then also giving back to that community by contributing trail work or volunteering to do trail work. And then the civics, you know, which that is civics, you know, volunteering, civic engagement. And then the civics classroom piece of it was we dove into what's called the Colorado Civic Health Index report. And students, that part of it, they used that to inform brochures that they were going to create, that they created, just to as a gauge to see where Colorado stands in the nation in terms of civic health.
And what does that mean when you say civic health? What is that measuring?
It's measuring basically how well we do, how well citizens of Colorado are engaged in civic activities such as voting, volunteering, neighborliness, going to public meetings, contacting public officials. Those are sort of the some of the gauges that are used to determine the civic health and how well people participate in our democracy.
Is this type of class something that has been done at SWOS before, or is this kind of a new thing for you guys?
This is new. It's sort of spun out of a Chad Wheelis, another veteran teacher at SWOS, has been doing a mountain biking class for a number of years now, where they volunteer as a good partnership there with the 12 hours of Mesa Verde race, where the whole class volunteers for that weekend to help out. But that class has more riding and some civics, but a little less of the service end of it. So I had to put together something that was like that could accommodate more students, hopefully. But I also have a background in trail work. I've done that for national not-for-profits and local not-for-profit organizations. So it made a lot of sense to wrap that into it, where students would hopefully see the reciprocal nature of riding and then maintaining.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, why were you interested in taking this class at SWOS?
I was interested. I don't know.
Had you been mountain biking before, or
I
was
have
that
not.
Something new?
That was something new,
yeah.
Which I actually kind of enjoyed, even though it was pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, what have you been learning about civics? I mean, we've been talking a little bit about civics this morning. Did that word mean anything to you before this class, or how has it changed your perspective on that?
Mostly, I just thought civics was government, but it's not. It's more of like getting into, like, as a citizen, participating in your government to make it work.
What's been the best part of the class so far? What have you enjoyed the most?
Probably designing my brochure.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the brochures. What are the brochures for, and what are you going to be doing with them?
The brochures are for, or each like laid out as a different kind of, I can't even remember what it's called. Like a design, I don't know. A call to action, that's what it is.
Okay.
And I chose voting because voting is important in a community or in civics, just to give like your participation.
What are you going to be doing with these brochures? I mean, they're going to be distributed, but where are people going to find them?
We decided that we would be at the Pinion Project, where we would pass out some of them, and then hopefully City Market or maybe City Market. I don't know. Yeah, okay. City Market.
Sure. Now, Ed, as you have envisioned this class, it sounds like each student has kind of taken on their own call to action or their own kind of idea behind that. How have you been engaging with the students to kind of formulate that idea that they want to put out there in the community?
Well, in the beginning, mainly the first week of the class, we just dipped into this report, and it's, you know, trying to be sensitive to the fact that it's a report and it's a lot of data. Mm-hmm. And it isn't always, it's tough to have, you know, get high school students to want to engage with that. Right. I mean, it's dry to anyone. We just looked at, part of it too, for me, was inspired by this idea of the democracy being a garden. It's a book I brought along with me, actually. And that was one particular chapter in it speaks to how more people need to look at democracy as a garden and not a machine in terms of care and cultivating. And so that was the first week. That's really, I tried to combine that idea with some of the information in the report to generate some awareness or curiosity about what civic health means and how volunteering specifically, because that's what we would be doing in the class, how that was to use the language in the book is that, you know, volunteering is not for suckers, which a lot of people, I think, you know, wrongfully assume that you're just giving and not getting anything. So that was the way I approached it, in that, you know, in showing how when people volunteer, they actually make social connections and they learn new skills, and that it does come back to them, that volunteering actually is a pathway to employment. So I hoped that would inspire some of these guys to feel a little more engaged with the actual volunteering we did. And then I let them decide, you know, spend a little time with the report and decide which call to action they may want to take up. And I encouraged them to choose one that was not necessarily in the report. So the ones in the report are voting, volunteering, engagement. there were two others, but yeah, there's I think five total. And I encouraged them to sort of, maybe if they had a particular passion, a call to action they felt more adults might do that would help the community, they could do that. But I think all of them chose, you know, the ones that were in the report.
So Adam, your brochure and what you ended up with is a kind of a call to action around voting. Mm-hmm. Why were you inspired to do that?
I am not registered for voting, and I wanted to just know more about why voting is important.
Okay. So as you've been taking this class, has it changed your perspective on what you might be like as an active participant of society? Has it changed the way that you might go forward with your life?
Yeah, it definitely has.
How? In what ways?
Probably just being more active, because I'm not active right now in the community.
Okay. So Ed, where do you go from here? I mean, your class is kind of, you're wrapping up, but
yeah.
What happens next?
Well, we will, you know, again, tomorrow's our gallery day where, you know, all the classes present out there.
And we should say we're recording this on Wednesday morning, so people right. might be hearing this
later.
Oh,
that's true, yes. So the last day of our fall intensives is called gallery, the end of all of our semesters, where students share their work, present out. So that's going to be, you know, not only the part of this class, the idea is to maybe inspire some students within our small SWOS community to think a little bit more about being civically engaged. So that's the next small step. And then obviously getting these, we plan to do a short survey as well to anyone who's willing to take it. Just five short questions at City Market as we're handing out these brochures, just to get do a little number crunching, looking forward to the next time I teach this class. But this was the first go around. A lot of times it's a beautiful thing at SWOS that we have this the liberty to create classes that we feel passionate about. So I really, I already know this is going to grow in terms of the trail work aspect. We partnered with the National Forest Service and Southwest Colorado Cycling Association to do the trail work that we did. And had I known that this class would be what it is a little sooner, we could have done a lot more of that. So next year, next fall, you know, I'll be in contact with those groups and others probably, you know, early next year, and setting up a much more substantial service component of the class.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a good learning experience for you this
no
this
doubt.
Year.
Yeah, and that report really woke me up, and you know, that's what's nice about creating classes that you're maybe passionate about, or a different approach to something like civics or government class. You know, I read more, learned more, and became more, definitely more inspired to get more involved myself.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Ed and Adam, thank you guys both for being here, and congratulations on a successful project, a successful class.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Ed Rittner. He is a teacher at Southwest Open School, and also joining us this morning was Adam Yazzie. He's a student at Southwest Open School. I'm Tom Yoder.